Good morning and welcome to Simply Product Hunt. It's Monday, April 22nd. On today's show, we'll be discussing the Kiss Me app and AdBlur. Plus, we'll take a look at WidgetBloom and WebRend. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Product Hunt. We start off with a new app called Kiss Me App that has launched on Product Hunt, aiming to bring together a global community through gamified photo voting tournaments. The app allows users to gain popularity by playing these games and collect billions of virtual kisses worldwide every day. Here with more details is our correspondent. What can you tell us about how Kiss Me App works?
Kiss Me App is tapping into the trend of online social gaming and combining it with photo-based interactions. Users can participate in what the company calls real-time gamified tournaments, where they submit photos to be voted on by the community. As photos gain upvotes or kisses, the users who submitted them gain popularity on the platform.
Interesting. And what is the incentive for users to try to gain this popularity through receiving kisses on their photos?
According to the description, as users collect more kisses, it unlocks rewarding experiences, though the specifics of those rewards are not detailed. The gamification element seems designed to drive ongoing engagement. The more you participate and the more kisses you get, the more you advance in the game.
This was launched in the Web3, entertainment, and blockchain categories on Product Hunt. How does Kiss Me App fit into those emerging technology trends?
Many Web3 applications are looking to game-like mechanics and tokenized rewards to incentivize certain user behaviors. Though it's not explicitly stated, the virtual kisses collected in the app may represent some form of blockchain-based digital asset, given the app's categorization. The entertainment aspect comes from the social interactions and competitive dynamics of the photo tournaments.
What else do we know about who is behind Kiss Me App and what their goals are for the platform?
The app was created by a team including Michael Shapkin, Dmitry Mikhailov, Edgar Zhunda, and a few others. The aspiration seems to be to create a bustling global community brought together by these gamified photo interactions. Gaining popularity through receiving kisses appears to be the primary hook to drive usage of the app.
Thanks for the rundown on Kiss Me App. It will be interesting to see if it catches on with users. Shifting gears to some other popular tools, Notion.so and Tailwind CSS are two that many developers and designers swear by for organizing projects and designing user interfaces. Here to discuss how these are being used is our Simply Product Hunt correspondent, James. So what makes Notion.so such a go-to for product development planning?
Notion.so has really become a digital headquarters for many product teams. It provides a flexible workspace to jot down tasks, timelines, ideas, really anything needed to keep a project organized from start to finish. The ability to easily collaborate with team members right within Notion is a huge selling point. You can have everything related to a product's development centralized in one place.
That collaborative aspect seems key, especially with so many teams working remotely now. What about on the design side? Our viewer mentioned using Tailwind CSS for crafting their Chrome extension UI. What advantages does Tailwind provide?
Tailwind CSS has soared in popularity lately for web UI design. It's a utility-first CSS framework, meaning it provides a set of composable, single-purpose classes that make it fast and easy to build custom designs without writing a lot of custom CSS. Developers love its simplicity and flexibility. You can quickly prototype sleek, modern interfaces without fighting the framework. And it's highly customizable to match your product's branding.
Speed and flexibility seem to be the common threads here. Tools that let teams move quickly and tailor things to their specific needs, whether that's in product planning or UI development. Any other advantages or use cases to highlight for these tools?
Both Notion and Tailwind have strong community ecosystems and resources, which further boosts productivity. Notion has a huge template gallery to help kickstart projects, and Tailwind has a rich plugin system to extend its capabilities. Also, while our viewer mentioned using Tailwind specifically for a Chrome extension, it's great for any web-based UI, from simple marketing sites to complex web apps. So it's a very versatile tool to have in the front-end development toolbox.
Thanks for the insights on those newer generation tools, James. They're certainly enabling smarter, more efficient collaboration. Shifting gears now, a new product has launched on Product Hunt called Widget Bloom that allows users to create a widget for Notion or their personal website with a Stripe revenues chart. The product was hunted by Igor Sobayev-Provozyan in the SaaS and Notion categories. For more details, we turn to our correspondent, Michael. So what exactly does Widget Bloom enable users to do?
Well, David, Widget Bloom provides an easy way for Notion users or anyone with a personal website to display their Stripe revenue data in a nice visual chart format. It's essentially an embeddable widget that pulls in the Stripe data and renders it in an attractive, easy-to-understand way. This could be really useful for startup founders, indie hackers, or anyone wanting to showcase their revenue growth and traction.
Interesting. And the maker Igor Sobayev-Provozyan mentions that he built this using Notion and Stripe as key enabling technologies, correct? Can you explain a bit more about how those fit in?
That's right. Notion has become an incredibly popular workspace and knowledge management tool, especially among the startup and indie hacker communities. Many people use Notion to organize their projects, docs, and data. So having the ability to easily integrate revenue metrics right into your Notion workspace could be quite handy. And of course, Stripe is the leading payment processor for online businesses. So Widget Bloom taps into Stripe's API to access that revenue data and beautifully visualize it. It's a clever mashup of two powerful platforms.
Makes sense. Now, Widget Bloom is still a very new product. What has the reception been like so far from the Product Hunt community? Are people excited about it?
It's still early, but Widget Bloom has picked up a few upvotes and some positive comments on Product Hunt so far. It seems to be resonating with the Notion power user crowd. I suspect that as more people discover it and try it out, we'll see the excitement and upvotes grow. It's a simple but useful tool that solves a real pain point around revenue visibility for Notion users. The maker Igor also noted that this Stripe widget is just the first one, implying more integrations are on the roadmap. So it will be cool to see how Widget Bloom evolves.
Thanks for the report on Widget Bloom, Michael. Shifting gears to other popular web design tools recently featured on Product Hunt, Spline is a 3D model builder that allows designers to optimize and add interactive 3D components to websites, while Photoshop remains a go-to tool for creating the illusion of 3D imagery when 3D components aren't used. Here with more details is our Simply Product Hunt correspondent, Abby. So tell us, how are these tools being used by web designers?
Well, David, Spline has become increasingly popular for adding engaging, interactive 3D elements to websites. By incorporating 3D models built in Spline, designers can really make a site pop and stand out. The ability to optimize these 3D components for the web is key.
And what about in cases where 3D isn't used? It sounds like Photoshop is still a designer favorite in those scenarios.
Absolutely. When 3D isn't in the cards, whether due to client preference or other factors, Photoshop remains an essential tool for experimenting with different imagery and creating the perception of depth and dimension. Designers rely on Photoshop's powerful capabilities to craft visuals that mimic 3D through shading, perspective, and other techniques.
It's fascinating to see how web design tools like Spline and Photoshop continue to evolve, each playing important roles in helping designers push boundaries and create immersive online experiences. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Product Hunt. We'll see you back here tomorrow.